We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Got the cameras,
angry. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes,
guess what else it is?
What?
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What? It's not a hump day.
I thought you were going to play Tony.
You know what? I just wrote it down. Of course he was.
See, I just wrote it down.
I wrote it down. I was trying to tell him.
See, that's what happens when you've been working together for 9 goddamn years. Drop on the clues bombs for the Breakfast Club. Today is the Breakfast Club 9-year anniversary. See, Drama, if you was any type of real DJ, that's why you should just run the board for Breakfast Club and get rid of the DJ thing. Because the DJ, as soon as I said, guess what day it is, you would have heard.
Do you know what?
How long the computer takes to load
it? Oh, yo, come on. You guys should have been ready. I wrote it down. Tony anniversary.
Shut up. The beauty of the Breakfast Club of 9 years is shabby production. Okay? That's what makes us great.
Yes, for 9 years on this radio, December 6th, let's see if we can finally pull it up, when we finally started.
December 6th, 2010.
That's right. Wow. Now, what were your favorite moments on The Breakfast Club? Let's start with you, Yee. What was your favorite moment on The Breakfast
Club?
Favorite moment, most interesting moment, your favorite
Ray
interview?
Ray J's phone call.
That was a classic one.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you should play a little bit of it right now so we can...
God damn it, you still ain't got the song ready?
He's going to apologize to the Breakfast Club. I'm going to throw the keys to Charlotte, man. You can have my goats. And wherever we see Fab and his crew, we're going to smack them. I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool. I got an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court. This broke-ass ass I'm about to smack up that's talking.
Ray J!
That was a classic.
I will always love that moment because that was like the Breakfast Club's first big viral moment. And Ray J was actually our first guest ever on the Breakfast Club. Not that phone call, but just in general.
He was.
But over 9 years, the Breakfast Club has had way more great moments.
That was my favorite. You asked me what mine was. That was my favorite.
I'm not knocking you.
That was Ray J.
That was my favorite moment.
Yes, but I'm just saying the Breakfast Club, especially over the past 9 years, I mean, you think about when Hillary was here and Stevie Wonder came to sing for her. Like, think about that. Think about going from Ray J to Fab, and 10 years later, having a presidential candidate in here with Stevie Wonder singing Happy Birthday.
Now, the funny thing about Hillary is before Hillary came on The Breakfast Club, she had to check out the members, especially Charlamagne, to check out everything
it's
that he
about
did.
Me.
It's called vetting.
She had to vet Charlamagne to make sure everything was okay and see what he wrote before.
I had some wild stuff. I was Hillary for Halloween 1 year, but instead of a pantsuit, I wore a Jordan tracksuit.
Yep.
And I was in here humping M-Eazy.
Yes, with the Hillary mask on.
Wild thing, bro.
So she had to get past that. I'm trying to think. Birdman, of course. We all remember that Birdman clip.
Birdman was a great moment.
Can we play that?
Get it off your chest, Birdman.
I said it already. I'm not talking no more.
So why I come here?
I wanted to talk to you on your man and your face.
Absolutely.
You understand me? I knew a few places you was at. I could have pulled up, but I don't think that was gangster. I wanted to come look you in your face like a man and tell you how I feel.
Okay.
You understand me? Put some respect on my name.
Did you pull up on Ross that way or Trick Daddy?
Man, I'm pulling up on you.
Yeah, but I'm the radio guy. Why I pull up on the radio guy? Don't act tough with the radio guy.
I hate my... Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking.
Are y'all finished or y'all done?
Listen, you remember that week that Amber Rose came up here? And
yeah.
She kind of like defecated on Tyga and Kanye. Then which made... Tyga come and Kanye come all in the same week.
Yep,
those were great. Listen, but we got a whole 4 hours to talk about this, okay? But just the moral of the story is the Breakfast Club 9-year anniversary is here.
You remember when Fredro was going to slap fire out of you?
Why y'all like to go to the most petty, like, go ahead, play it. Jesus.
No, we don't have it. We got
all
it.
All of these great interviews we've done from Dick Gregory to Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We've had Angela Bassett up here, Patti LaBelle. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to go to that stuff?
That was interesting, though. That was funny. You ain't got it up?
With a
person. Yeah, first of all, just told him about this morning. So I mean, y'all were going to have all
but we
this
should
ready.
Know what our anniversary
y'all
is.
Y'all just saw somebody it's tag us on Twitter. Year. You didn't even know.
Well, listen. You're part of this show, too,
Yeah, I didn't know.
Clearly,
I'm not
you
over
didn't
here.
Have anything planned either.
I know. Right. That's why y'all getting on dramas because he don't have
it's
clips
December
ready.
6th,
but y'all
the
just
same
told
year.
Him.
It's just our anniversary, December 6th, every
That's right.
year, the same year. We should know.
That's
what
right.
a producer does.
Oh, you
God
ain't know.
Damn it. It's year number 9, and 9 is the highest level of change. I'm sick of y'all doing Let's be clear about that.
All right. Can we play anniversary, please?
Let's go, baby.
We got front page news next. Fat jokes. Started from the beginning. What's wrong with you?
Man, you suck.
You suck, drum.
Wow.
Now you play Hillary Clinton.
I wasn't playing Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
Can you put anniversary back in Fat Joe?
Y'all got to plan this a little better.
I don't know how this show has lasted 9 years.
Y'all got to plan a little better.
Nobody plans anything on this show. It can't be a y'all thing.
Well, Fat Joe.
That's one of the things that we've always talked about, guys.
Fat Joe will be joining
us this morning. I'm
playing
in my front page news.
What we got in front page news?
Well, let's talk about 4 people dead after a high-speed car chase, a robbery, a UPS truck hijacking, all of that.
Can we play anniversary this morning, front page news next? Turn up. Please. Yes, it's an anniversary. 9 years on
nine
radio.
9 years of this hot
You don't
mess.
See that much.
We're the longest running, the longest urban morning show, I believe, in New York.
Are we?
I believe for hip-hop and R&B, hip-hop, yeah.
Longer than Ed Love and Dr. Dre?
Longer than Ed Love and Dr. Dre.
Longer than Starbuck?
Longer than Starbuck.
All right, well, congratulations to us.
Yeah, longer than Miss Jones.
Okay.
I mean, salute to all of them, but you know.
We'll take
9 years, baby.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Consistency, longevity.
Prodigy, damn.
Combat Jack, Dick Gregory, Charlie Murphy.
Damn.
Mac Miller.
Damn.
Late, great Nipsey Hussle.
Damn.
That's crazy.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. It's Thursday Night Football! The Giants are still on top. I don't know how. But they lost last night.
What you should have did.
They got beat by what?
What you should have said was speaking of death.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to go that far. But since you said it, speaking on death, on dead, on dying, the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Chicago Bears 31-24. They're trash, bro.
Well, first of all, you relax. You're a New York Giants fan.
My team is trash. I admit it.
The NFC
You
got to
admit it.
The NFC East is a bunch of corpses.
It is.
All right? The NFC East is the night of the living dead. It is a graveyard in the NFC East. Nobody in the NFC East should be able to go to the playoffs this year.
No.
I'm being honest.
Absolutely.
I don't see it.
Well, the Cowboys suck. The Eagles suck. The Washington Redskins suck. And my Giants suck.
And Jason Garrett got to go. Like, listen, think about it. We've been on this radio for 9 years. Jason Garrett has been coach for the Dallas Cowboys for 10 years. We had one bad year and they wanted to fire us. He's had 10 bad years, okay? And he's still got a goddamn job.
You right.
Boy, white privilege is real, ain't it?
You right. And also, Eli Manning is going to be starting this weekend, which is crazy. But anyway, what else we got, Yee?
I was telling you guys about the hijacked UPS truck. This happened in Broward County in Florida.
This is crazy.
Yes, it was an armed robbery at a jewelry store in Florida. 4 people ended up being killed at the end of all of this. It all started with a silent holdup alarm at 4:17 p.m. That was from Regent Jewelers in Coral Gables. And that's when the police came. Now, the suspects actually hijacked a UPS truck, took the driver hostage, and then sped away. That's when they said the truck led police on a long chase. They were hopping the curb. They were doing U-turns, maneuvering around other vehicles, maneuvering around the police. There were dozens of police officers and vehicles in pursuit of this UPS truck. By the time the end of the chase happened, there were more than 40 emergency vehicles stopped behind the truck with lights flashing. And then, actually, the truck got caught in traffic.
It got caught in traffic. They shot that truck up.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, UPS trucks can't go but so fast. Some little brown trucks with no doors.
Yeah, they hopped in the wrong vehicle. But I think that they said the UPS driver.
Yes, unfortunately, the UPS driver was killed. UPS issued a statement. They said, "We are deeply saddened to learn a UPS service provider was a victim of this senseless act of violence. We extend our condolences to the family and friends of our employee." They don't know whether the first shots came from inside the truck or from the police. And they don't know whether the UPS driver, and there was also a bystander that was killed, and also the two suspects that actually led them on the high-speed chase were killed also. But they don't know if the UPS driver and the bystander was hit by police fire or by the actual suspects.
Well, what was the reason? Why did it happen? What started the
whole thing? They robbed the
jewelry store. Oh, okay.
They robbed the jewelry store, and then they were trying to flee. I guess they said the jewelry owner pulled out his protection, and they all started shooting. They ran out, and police started chasing them.
Yeah, right. It was a silent alarm that they pulled.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a better getaway car than a UPS truck.
I don't think it was planned. That's why they hijacked it.
I think they had a getaway car, but I think when they got outside, police were already there, so they just jumped in the first thing that they seen, which was the slow-ass UPS truck.
All right,
I'm glad they got caught.
Only in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Only in Florida would somebody jump in a UPS truck with no doors and think that they're going to get away. Like, you can't even blend in with a UPS truck. Everybody like, why the hell is a UPS truck driving so fast? I know it's Christmas time and everybody trying to get their packages, but Jesus Christ.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a horrible night, or maybe you're a Cowboys fan and you just feel sluggish, or maybe you're a Giants fan and you're just happy that the Cowboys lost like you.
Or maybe you saw DJ Envy in a music video.
Yeah, you posted it. You posted that. That was new to me.
We said we were
going
to. We said Throwback Thursday, and I said I was going to post you.
My goodness.
In the video we were talking about.
I had no shirt on. 800.
What DJ Clue video was this?
Oh, my goodness. 800-585-1051.
Talk to me.
I'm not talking to you, man. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What up, though? This is D from the D.
D from the D. What up? Get
D
it off your
from
chest.
The D. I need to hear the triple entendre. Let me know that you're gay so it can be D from the D who loves the D.
You know what, Charlamagne, I'm done with you. Happy anniversary. You love it, too. Good morning, everybody. Happy anniversary.
Good morning.
I want to spread some positivity. I want to say my favorite story from you all is a story about Prince. When you guys got there early and saw him floating in the silk pajamas, I believe everything about it except for the fact that Charlamagne was there a half hour early. That part I just can't.
It was after the show.
It was during the show.
We put the computers on automation because somebody said Prince was in the building. And as soon as we walked to the door, Prince was walking down the hall with two old white women. And he was very polite. He came over. He shook our hands. It was two old white women. He had two old white women with him. Because I was like, damn, Prince ain't got no entourage, no security, no nothing.
They was waiting outside. He just had to put on a certain look for you all. That's all.
He had no PJs on. He had like a cape on.
He had on a cape. Yeah, he was fully dressed, and he had on like a black silk cape, and he shook everybody's hand. I didn't know what to say to him. Only thing I could think to say was, hey, I was raised Jehovah's Witness too. And he said, we got to talk about that one day. And we asked him for a picture. He declined. But as he walked away, I snapped a picture of him. And when I went to go look at the picture, you could clearly see that he was levitating off the ground. And then about 5-10 seconds later, where that picture was in my phone, it went black. That is a fact.
Oh, you know who got it. You know they took it. And one last thing before I let you go, Lady Yee, that high-speed chase thing, I don't know if you can call it a high-speed chase. They only could go 65 miles per hour.
It went on for quite some time, though. It was a chase.
Chase. We'll call it a chase. The chase that happened. You all have a great day. Happy anniversary.
You too, brother. Hello, who's this?
This is Duke, King Duke from Compton.
Duke from Compton. What up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, man, I just want to say happy 9 years, man. Ain't too much on my chest this morning, but congratulations.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, King.
You got a favorite Breakfast Club moment, man?
Nope.
I really like when Baby was up there tripping. I can't lie. That was hilarious.
That was a good one.
I enjoyed that, too. That was a good day.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Mr. Telefero, journalist out of Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Breakfast Club crew. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest, man.
Hold on. We got to revisit this Charlamagne Serge Ibaka comment one more time. I know it's Friday. I know it happened a few days ago, but we got to
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Let's talk about it.
Look, man, Charlamagne, I'm a journalist. I've rolled for you. I've literally had your back in a lot of situations with my friends. They called you all type of names, all type of gays, and I was there for you, bro. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm questioning all that with that Serge Ibaka comment, bro. I'm looking kind of funny with my crew right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
That's not what we're saying. But Charlamagne perceived to be a straight male.
I am a straight male.
Look, don't judge him. We don't know what he is. He could be whatever he wants to be, bro.
Listen, I'm a straight male. I don't know why they like to use gay as an insult, but here's the thing. If you can ask a woman about her body parts and if her body parts are real, you should be able to ask a man the same thing. And I was asking on behalf of women, so I feel like I was doing my job as a good journalist.
You're 100% right, bro, but is that all you should never come out of a man's mouth?
You're right. It could have been worded a little different. You're right. Listen, you're right. It could have been worded a little different.
I can't even argue, bro. I asked the man if that was his meat. So I'm.
You
I'm,
did?
Yeah.
Hey, before the record,
the street's kind of looking at you kind of funny too, bro. I'm not gonna lie. We just kind of looking at everything a little differently this morning.
Why y'all looking at things differently? Listen, I'll tell you this though. You can go to stirfresh.com and buy a Is That All You T-shirt. It's got the eggplant and the eye emojis on it. No, I'm dead serious.
Yo, you just flipped it into a marketing scheme?
I flip everything into a marketing scheme. Do you not know it's all about me?
Thank you, brother.
All right, y'all have a good one, man.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chandler from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, y'all.
Yo, Chandelier, you always get through. There's you and Trav, man. Y'all coming through the same door. What's up, bro?
Quick question. So first off, people wanted me to ask you, Envy, do you have any seminars coming near Ohio, or do you have a website?
We don't have one coming in Ohio, probably next year. The last one we're doing is not this week, but next week in New York at Jacob Javits Center. But we're gonna get out there next year. I'm gonna try my best to get out there.
Okay, if you got a website, can you post that on your Instagram or something?
Definitely will.
Okay, and then Angela Yee, you can't go to Orlando and not go to Disney. You have to go to Disney. I heard you say you went to Disney.
She's been to Orlando like 20 times and hasn't been to Disney.
Yeah, I'll be back in Orlando in January, too. Shout out to my girl, Koya.
I'll be there in January 15. Make sure you go to Disney.
Okay.
And then also, Charlamagne, you got to give Jerry Jones donkey of the day, bro, because he needs to fire Jason Garrett and that damn sorry-ass kicker. The kicker is, he missed 11 kicks in the last 9 games.
It's unbelievable.
We like them.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I think they need to get rid of the whole Cowboys coaching staff. Everybody. Like, everybody. Defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett. Everybody got to go. Clean house.
Yeah, I had to deactivate my Facebook for a day. Everybody's killing me. I can't do it.
Man, I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life, and we've sucked for the past 20 years. You think I'm going to let this week bother me? Please.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But that's all I had. Y'all have a great morning.
You too, bro. Hello, who's this?
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man?
What's up, King? How you?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, man, this is Tony out here in Houston from Memphis.
What's up, Tony?
I just want to call. What's going on with you, bro? Hey, how everybody else doing, man?
Hey, we doing all right, brother.
Man, I just want to call because, that just kind of pissed me off.
What?
So, there's no type of hostage negotiation that's going on. So, you shoot the UPS driver, the two killers, the two robbers, and the innocent bystander. I don't know. I watched a lot of movies, and I thought it was a type of protocol for that or something.
Bro, did you not see Queen and Slim? All right, wasn't no goddamn protocol in Queen and Slim.
Man,
Did you see William Barr, the head of the DOJ, yesterday say that people who don't respect police and people who protest police will no longer get protection from the police?
Man, I think they just trigger happy. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Well,
yeah, I do believe that the suspects were firing at the police on the highway, and then they were firing back at them, and they were hiding behind regular passenger cars. It was a lot.
Yo, you gonna cry when you find out that wasn't police. It was really the feds. And by feds, I mean FedEx. That was FedEx workers shooting at UPS workers.
Have a good one, man. Goodness gracious. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, a new charge for R. Kelly, and this one dates back to 1994.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Feeling good, feeling great this morning. Drop on the Clues Bombs on this fine Friday. Breakfast Club 9-year anniversary.
Yep.
I'm online, and I'm just going through, I'm looking at different comments.
Mm-hmm.
Had a young lady just comment on my print. First time.
On what print?
You don't believe me? You want to come read it for yourself?
What print?
She said I had a print in my sweats.
You got cheetah print on
it? It was a time she saw that I didn't notice.
It was red, pretty much.
It was red sweats, though. Maybe red is my color.
What was his name?
Maybe it's not great for me. Maybe it's red.
Who's the dude that commented?
It's a young lady named Candy Nicole 402.
Well, prints come in all sizes.
Said Charlotte had a big print in them red sweats.
Looks like a fake page.
Listen, stop. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Let me be
ready
great.
For rumors.
All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Ashanti.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, more people added to the Millennium Tour. Ashanti is joining. Omarion posted, so excited to announce that Ashanti will be joining the Millennium Tour lineup. Don't forget to use the pre-sale code PARTY or HITS today and you'll save $5.
Okay.
So, yes, that'll be fun. All right, now let's discuss Brandy. She is confirming a reboot of her show, Moesha.
We would like to know, would you like to do a Moesha reboot?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It would be kind of fabulous, wouldn't it?
I'm here because of that.
You are here, because
to solidify that we're going to bring Moesha back.
All of that stuff excites a certain generation. It excites a new era of people who just realize and they're getting old.
Mm. All right, so the new version of Moesha doesn't have a release date yet, but it, they had a cast reunion on The Real a couple of years ago. Most of the cast did appear there. Obviously, Bernie Mac wasn't there, but we don't know what this new reboot is going to be like.
Bernie Mac was on Moesha? I never used to watch Moesha. I don't remember Bernie Mac being on Moesha.
He played
her uncle.
Bernie Mac?
Yeah.
I never really watched Moesha.
Bernie Mac on Moesha? Really? Wow, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
All right, now, R. Kelly is now facing a new allegation in one of his federal cases, and that is him getting a fake ID for Aaliyah so that he could marry her. According to prosecutors, they say around August 30th in 1994, he paid money to a public official for the creation of a fraudulent identification document for Jane Doe number one. So they're saying because that happened on that date, that's very significant because that was around the time that he got the marriage license for Aaliyah. They said on the marriage license, it lists Aaliyah at 18 years old, and then they did get married. And obviously, it's been widely reported that the wedding took place on August 31st. So obviously, if he got that ID on August 30th in 1994 and then got married August 31st, that was why.
Yeah.
So they said that fake ID is bribery, and that's why that allegation has been added to racketeering charges against him.
Yeah. R. Kelly's not coming home. Y'all do realize that, right? That's not happening.
That's fine with me.
I hope so. I hope he doesn't come home.
All right, the Migos have an announcement. They're teaming up with Uber Eats and Popeyes. They're doing a Migos menu. They've showed love for Popeyes many times, and they even talked about them, in songs and everything. So there's going to be a limited time menu available on Uber Eats from December 6th until January 2nd. So that is starting today until January 2nd. You can get an order for each member, and then there's a fourth tour rider option. So there you go. There's the takeoff. That costs $9.99. That's five tenders, two sauces, one portion of mashed potatoes, two biscuits, and an apple pie. Then Quavo, he costs $17.99. That's two sandwiches, two orders of fries, mashed potatoes with gravy, two apple pies, and two small drinks. And then they have the offset.
So that's the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Two sandwiches. Okay. Maybe there's different sandwiches you can get. I don't know.
Okay.
Also, the offset, that's going to be $21.99. It's a whole chicken meal. And then the tour rider, is $46.99. That's 20 tenders, 7 different sauces, you know, all kinds of different
options.
Hey,
man, drop on the clues bombs with Popeyes. Popeyes ain't never let me down. Okay, I love Popeyes chicken and nigga cookies. You hear me? Okay.
All right, and congratulations to Raymond Santana. He's one of the formerly known as Central Park Five. Now they're called the Exonerated Five, obviously. He has officially gotten engaged. You know, he's been dating Delicious. And apparently things move pretty quickly. And now they've both posted video on their pages of their engagement, of him putting the ring on her finger. So here is what it sounded like.
You got him, girl. You got him, girl.
Look at that diamond.
Why, she said you got him.
That's one of her friends that's filming.
Jeez. So, not congratulations.
And, you know, she confirmed that she was dating him a couple of months ago, and she did an Instagram post. She said, he said, London, that's her real name, I was judged by many, even accused and convicted of a crime I never committed. Trust me, I know what it feels like to be judged by people who know nothing about you. She said, I've been smiling ever since.
That's dope. Congratulations to them.
And Raymond Santana posted, yeah, it's official. You can really hate me now. Delicious is officially off the market. She's all mine. God gave me the go-ahead.
Well, congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Black love is important.
All right, and Jocelyn is returning to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, according to the Jasmine brand. They are exclusively reporting that. And, you know, she allegedly quit the show back in 2017, and now she's coming back. So we don't know official details of what's going to be happening, but they said she's already been looking for a house and some place to live back in Atlanta, so she's back.
Jocelyn was an interesting interview when she came on The Breakfast Club the
she
first
was.
Time, when it was her and Stevie J.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When you tried to call her a man. You said she was
At the time, we did not know whether or not Jocelyn male or female.
That is not true.
And I said that Jocelyn's face look stronger than Dwight Howard's shoulders.
Yeah, and I think she said she was going to punch you in the face at one time.
I don't remember. Her man was here with her. Stevie J was here with her.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
And shout to French Montana. French Montana has an album out today.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Make sure you go pick that up. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't promote it because he's been in the hospital.
He did promote it in the hospital only.
Yeah, promote it. He couldn't do no real precedent like that. So shout to French Montana. Make sure you go stream French's album.
I had no idea French was coming out with an album today.
Mm-hmm. And also shout to Fat Joe, of course. He'll be joining us in a little bit. His album, Family Ties,
is
out
today. I love that record on Fat Joe's album, Projects.
Projects is hard.
And you see that the song with Eminem, he's talking about Mariah Carey on that song. Eminem is, and Nick Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem need new material, bro. Eminem, he been talking about the same people for the past 4 or 5 years. I heard another record, I think it was a Benny the Butcher record, a West Side Gun record that mm-hmm. came out last week, mm-hmm. and he said my name again, and I'm like, and it was the same lyric from another song.
I don't know.
I'm like, you need some new material, bro. You need some new people to shoot at.
Mm. What'd he say about you?
You're looking at the shard remains of Charlemagne, which is the line he said before.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe he likes that line. All right, when we come back, front page news, what are we talking about?
Oh, let's talk about Uber. They have released their safety report, and they said there were almost 6,000 incidents of sexual assault in 2017 and 2018.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. It's Thursday Night Football! The sucky-ass Dallas Cowboys lost to the Chicago Bears 31-24.
I don't like New York Giants fans saying that my team sucks. I don't like anybody that's a fan of any NFC East team saying that my team sucks. Donnell Rollins, you're a Redskins fan. If you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, Eddie F., if you're a Giants fan, DJ Envy, shut the hell up. We all trash, bro. Like, you can't sit here and argue.
I'm just telling you what happened. I'm just reporting the news. Your team lost last night.
It's like debating about who's the tallest elf. We're all elves, bro. Okay, we all work for Santa. All right? We all work for this fat white man, all right?
What we talk about, Yee?
Well, Uber has released their safety report yesterday, and some of the details include how many reports of sexual assault there were in 2017 and 2018, and that number is 5,981. There were 464 reports of rape.
Mm.
And they are saying that report does also include information on the reporting party and the accused party, and writers actually account for 45% of the accused parties of sexual assault incidents. So in other words, drivers also are getting attacked as well.
That's a very important, that's a very distinct statistic.
The report also shows about 92% of the victims of rape were riders, and about 7% of the victims were drivers. So
it's not the Uber drivers committing these acts, it's passengers coming into these cars and doing that to the drivers
it's
and doing
both.
That to other passengers.
They're showing there's any type of incidents.
Mm.
So it's not just like passengers are only getting attacked but so are other people. So, yes.
You know, one sexual assault is one too many, one rape is one too many, but that's a very, very, very low number when you look at the fact that in that 2-year period in the U.S., it was 2.3 billion Uber rides.
Well, they said that 99.9% of rides occur without incidents.
Yeah, 2.3 billion, and it's 5,981 sexual assaults. That's a very, 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 very small percentage of people.
All right, Airbnb is introducing new rules, and that's because people rent out Airbnbs and have parties. So now they have new rules. They said there's no more open invite parties at any of their accommodations. So you can't just rent an Airbnb and then post a flyer on social media and say, come on through. Now they said that only boutique hotels and professional event venues will be exempt from this rule. Also, they're banning large parties at apartment buildings and condos because that affects everybody else in the building. And they also have new guest behavior rules starting in 2020. Guests will get a warning if you get one instance of excessive noise, unauthorized guests, unauthorized parking, unauthorized smoking, or excessive messiness reported by a host or a neighbor. If you have other violations, then your account will be suspended or you will be removed from the account.
Is there Airbnb police? Like, how are they going to tell if I throw a party or not?
I guess if it gets reported. Imagine you own a property and then somebody does that and you find out about it and then you report the person that actually rented from you.
By that time, it's probably going to be too late. It's going to be hundreds of people in my house.
Yeah, but then I guess they'll probably suspend you and you won't be able to use it anymore. And if they see the flyer somewhere, I'm sure they could stop it before it happens if you're openly inviting people, right?
Mm.
All right, now Donald Trump is a lot closer to impeachment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi actually says they are going to proceed.
Today, I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. In signing the Declaration of Independence, our founders invoked a firm reliance on divine providence. Democrats, too, are prayerful, and we will proceed in a manner worthy of our oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help us, God.
Now Donald Trump wants a swift vote because he wants to be able to defend himself in a trial in the Senate, where, as you know, Republicans are in the majority. He also took to Twitter and said the do-nothing radical left Democrats have just announced they are going to seek to impeach me over nothing. They already gave up on the ridiculous Mueller stuff, so now they hang their hats on two totally appropriate, perfect phone calls with the Ukrainian president. This will mean that the beyond important and seldom used act of impeachment will be used routinely to attack future presidents. That is not what our founders had in mind. The good thing is that the Republicans have never been more united. We will win.
Well, he's right about that. Democrats fall in love. Republicans fall in line. That's what a wise woman told me the other day. But this is going to be very entertaining, right? The trial is going to be incredible. This is when Americans have to use critical thinking skills and actually pay attention to these trials. Don't pay attention to tweets. Don't pay attention to headlines. Actually watch this trial and see what your president and this administration has been doing. If you care about democracy, if you care about this country, then we have to do something about this fascist regime. Did you see William Barr yesterday, the head of the DOJ, say communities who don't respect the police, who protest the police, will not receive police protection?
Yeah,
that's the head of the DOJ saying this.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And you're trying to tell me this administration is not a fascist regime? That America's not marching right towards fascism? Come on, man.
All right, and just so y'all know, when asked if she hates Donald Trump, here's how Nancy Pelosi responded.
This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is a heart full of love and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
That's real. There's no permanent friends and enemies when it comes to business. This is business.
People always say that, but I don't necessarily agree. There's some people I'll never get into business with. I don't care if I'm on my last.
But that don't mean you hate them. You just don't want to do business with them.
No, I hate them.
They're just not a permanent friend. They're just not a permanent enemy. They just there. Who cares?
Hate is too heavy of a burden to bear. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
Now, front page news. Why you let me say that?
I don't know. When we come back, Fat Joe will be joining us. We'll kick it with Joey
Crack.
Yes, Fat
Joe has an album out today with Dre, a collab album.
Album's called Family Ties. We'll kick it with him when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you wouldn't even say it close.
Come on, come on. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Back.
You're
checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Damn. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. Alma's in stores right now. Family ties. We have Dre.
What up, what up?
And Fat Joe. Joey Crack. What's up, Crack?
Yo, MV, what's up, Playboy?
Now, just so you know, this isn't going to be our usual 2-hour Fat Joe interview because he has to go and do other things.
Right,
so
he has press.
Before you think we're like, we got to get him out of here, he actually doesn't have that much time, but he does have an album out.
Yeah, yeah, Family Ties, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Family Ties is a classic album. I'm so excited. I couldn't even sleep tonight. And it's not out of nervousness. It's just I can't wait for the fans to finally, you know, we've been working on this album so long, we finally cut the umbilical cord, and now it's everybody's baby. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me and Dre been playing, mine. You know, when you're right. A kid, you got the little ball. It's my ball. And he's playing with now it's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about it, man.
All right, and Eminem's on here, and you said it's disrespectful. Now,
I mean, like, you know, lyrically disrespectful.
I know what you mean.
But
so,
yeah, Eminem is disrespectful.
What does that
time.
Mean? Like, what's disrespectful?
I mean, we got the GOAT. We got Eminem on there going crazy.
What's
he rhymed
talking
for about 60 bars.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's going bananas. And we got Mary J. on the same track going to church.
Never heard before M and Mary on the same record. It's crazy.
Now, let's talk about the album. What got you guys together to do an album? You know, because you guys do a lot of records. You were supposed to do an album before.
Yeah, well, we did this record So Excited a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago maybe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did the reference for Joe, and we tried to get some other guys to do it, but Joe wasn't happy with what he was getting back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yo, Dre, you got to do this. So, you know, we shot the video. We had an amazing time, and everybody seen the chemistry. Like, yo, you two need to do more music together. So he's like, all right, let's get to the studio. So, you know, Joe's got a busy schedule. Me and Cool, you know, give thanks. We got a busy schedule. So it took a little time for us to really get together. So Joe was like, yo, I'm going everywhere talking about we doing an album, and we're not doing an album. So, you know, we sat down for like 3 months and really put something special for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
I be stressing everybody out because I'm like, you know, Dre, if me and you do an album, you and Cool, y'all super producers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't think the producers ain't going to listen to the album for the beats. Like, so we need, you know, so and mentally, nothing like it, but mentally I was thinking Chronic. I was thinking Kanye. Mm-hmm. Like how the music changes and all that. And I was just pushing the guys like, yo, we need to make this the craziest. And this is a classic. It's the best album on the streets. I'm taking No Talk Back, man.
Now I got a chance to listen to the album a little earlier. I see that Remy Ma's on the album now.
She made it.
Now what happened? Why didn't she?
Fresh
how did she almost not
her
make the
not
album?
Guilty verdict? I don't know. Like, cause we're doing Remy's album.
Correct.
We've been cooking her album. We've been behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Everything ain't for social media, but we've been in the studio every night with Remy making her album. She heard the album 20 times.
She didn't want to do a verse.
She never said she was rocking.
Right.
She was just like, you know, this that. So I kind of leaned into it, yo, sis. You know, she was like, yeah, you know, this that, and then we put out the list
features
of
list.
The features list, and then it just ain't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife too. My wife, I'm gonna give her all the credit.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "Yo, bro, this is whack. Like, I can't believe Remy ain't on the album. Nah, straight up, this is whack. Like, you can't.
There's a lot of big features.
You can't
here.
Let this Family Ties go and not have Sis.
Right.
But the crazy thing is, for you to get Remy Ma to do a verse, it takes you a month for her to figure it out to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, she'll have to figure out what outfit she got to wear to the studio.
Right.
Nah, it's too much.
Right.
It's completely too much. But when I called up and I said, "Yo, sis, man, you know what? I'm feeling whack that you ain't on the album." She was like, "Send the record. I'm going to the studio right now. 1 hour. Let's go." She showed up in 1 hour.
Wow.
She bodied that.
Now we put on a boy too.
Legend, and it's a smash too. We threw it on, so she bodied that. And Papoose smiling so much.
Right.
You know, I think we both wanted to ask each other, but nobody asked each other.
Right. I was going to say, maybe she was waiting for you to be like, yo, get on the album. And
you take family for granted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might invite me to something, a function or something like that, and last minute be like, yo, Amv, come through.
Right.
Because he's family. You just think,
you're right. I never invite Envy anywhere.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And I always just pop up, don't
And
I?
You know what? Envy sent me for the first time ever a DM on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
Never, ever responded to any of my stories.
Yeah.
I posted that there's a sale at Chanel.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
That's the only time that he's ever responded to one of my stories.
Keep his wife off the private planes. Keep her out of Paris.
There's a
league.
Nah,
you know how they say
Lord.
There's a league of gentlemen? Yo, there's a league of wives that we don't need his wife doing this type of things.
Well, the same day that the album comes out today is the same day the Chanel sale starts. Wife knows as well.
Right. My wife's going to have a great Christmas. Now, let me ask you a question now.
Oh, my God.
Projects.
I think we enjoy, like, giving our wives stuff.
Right? Absolutely.
That, really, it makes us happy.
It does. It makes me happy. Real Seeing time. My wife smile me makes me happy.
Me too.
God bless.
Now, the record projects. How does the hook go?
Forgive me, I'm a nigga from the project.
Right. Yes.
Forgive me, I'm a nigga from the project.
I heard this song a while ago. Song is amazing. Dope song. I think one of the hardest songs I've heard in a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't send us the album.
Hold on, what you trying to do?
Just let the space go for a second. A dope album, man.
How you hear this song a long time ago?
I just heard it. But so let me ask you a question.
Wow, so he's still doing that, getting songs early and putting on mixtapes?
Oh, no, thank God.
Biggie's still looking for Clue again.
So was there somebody else on projects?
Uh-oh.
Why you asking me that, man? I'm just asking like you know something.
Happy birthday, Ho. I know early this week is Ho's birthday.
Did you just reveal?
Happy birthday to the great, the GOAT, all that.
There was a rumor that Hov was on projects.
It was a big rumor.
I don't know if that ever came to fruition, if it was true or not.
I'll just say, you know what I mean? You never know. I'll just leave
it at that. What does that mean, Joey?
I mean, I'm praying that he'll show, you know, our new slogan is family comes to the dinner late, but they always on time.
That's right.
So we're hoping.
That's your answer.
Dre,
what's your answer?
Dre, why don't you give us some insight?
Happy birthday to the GOAT, Hov. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's a yes.
He's always supported what me and Joe are doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I'm so excited.
I mean, we can make Jay-Z the executive producer. My daughter Azariah is the executive producer. Mm-hmm. But we could have very easily shared co-executive production with Jay-Z because pretty much all the tracks we've been doing on this album, we've been sending them to him and getting feedback. And he's like, yo, you should, you know.
Like on Pulling with Lil Wayne, he was just like, yo, y'all talking about Marvin Gaye. Throw it in there, you know what I'm saying? And we threw the Marvin Gaye sample in there.
Mm-hmm. How was that
to clear? I'm at the track list. I see the GOAT, I see Lil Wayne. You know, I see Eminem. I see Mary. You know, so the only one that I just think this is a whole touchy time
with Hov and all this Kaepernick and all this NFL and all this. And this just a different, you know, he's doing big things, man.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, family could always be late. And always be on time.
I thought I seen a blog post something that he did a verse or was almost done or he was getting in the studio.
Envy, man, you got to stop.
I'm just asking.
Envy, man, you going hard. You got a new haircut.
Yeah.
Now I got to come in here like you on Broussard from ESPN. What's it got? Broussard?
Yeah, Chris Broussard.
Broussard.
You got a fake carpet on
there.
You got to say no carpet. This is real.
Yo, Envy, you got to stop.
It's the Poppy Chula.
You're going to grow your hair back too, just like Envy?
You know, I tried many, many years ago. It doesn't happen. It don't work.
All right, we got more with Fat Joe and Dre from Kool & Dre. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Fat Joe is here. Yee?
Now, what are these retirement rumors where you're like, I'm 85%?
87%
now. Once this
really, I don't want to retire.
Yeah.
But and when you hear this album, it's a classic. It's never been a rapper who's been around 20 something plus years ever in the history of hip hop. You could go Google that, whatever you want. Who's ever dropped hits every single decade and has been as relevant as Fat Joe and is about to drop a classic album on your head top.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that and I love the game and I feel like I'm only getting better. I swear to God, when you hear me, you're going to be like, yo, this boy, he keep getting better. But my daughter's 13 and she's kind of telling me time out. She's kind of like, yo, I want a regular dad. Mm-hmm. I want to come from school. My dad picks me up. I wanted this. So I don't want hate letters to my daughter, but she's pretty much the one like, yo, it's time. So she said, you know, all the kids ask me in school, you know, they saying, you retiring. And she said, she told him, yeah, that's right. I told him he's retiring. That's that.
And now you have to at some point.
So, you know, I mean, I just mean my whole career, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been so blessed. So people ask me, and I throw them a whole different question. They ask me, yo, Joe, what's the reason for your success? Why you so longevity and you know what's going on? And I have to thank my whole entire family. Because mm-hmm. my mother and father, they were, you know, I've been selfish with this music thing. You know, this music thing is a game where if you go away for 6 months, you come back, you off beat. You don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in the studio every night. I've been on shows every night for 20-something years. 6 a.m. with Dre, and, you know, you got to think. My wife, she want to spend time with her husband. My kids want to spend time with their dad.
Right.
And I'm busy out here working, and I've been very selfish.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank them for allowing me to live my dream, because basically, I think the reason why I did it so long is because it's actually a dream come true. I'm living out my dream. Mm-hmm.
Can Fat Joe just sit at home and do nothing all day?
No, I'm never going to just
do nothing.
Yeah,
he's going to be with his family.
His daughter's in school and his wife's shopping. Can he just sit home and do nothing?
Nothing. I go crazy. So I got a tour, because mm-hmm. that's how we pay our bills.
Movies.
And I'm doing movies. I just sold the movie to Warner Brothers. Is going to be a big deal, man. And I'm trying to get into the TV and the scripts and all that acting. But, you know, I'm not telling you I'm retiring,
okay,
bro.
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying it's in the air. First time ever in my career.
I don't see it, because you still have that energy.
Yo, nobody sees it,
around.
Man. A dude told me yesterday, and I'm sorry for you, and I'm sorry for you, and I'm sorry for people listening, because I've really been taken for granted for many years, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. I see the pain. You know, we have a camaraderie, like a sorority.
Mm-hmm.
Even though hip hop is competition or you doing your thing, we all really love each other.
Right.
So I see when I tell people seriously, like, yo, I'm dead ass really thinking about retiring. Like, the first text today, 5 a.m, because I had to be up for here,
mm-hmm.
I hit Steve Rifkin and said, thank you. You know, I'm really retiring. I hit Alan Grunblatt, you know, from Relativity and said, yo, I really appreciate you gave me the first opportunity. But I see people's faces sinking like, yo, we going to, you know, we love Joey coming around here telling the jokes. We love what's going on. But somebody told me yesterday, he was like, yo, you ain't going nowhere. I said, yo, I might be going somewhere. He said, you with us.
I don't see it.
He's like, you with us. And he's not even about music. He's like, you're getting a job in hip hop, something like you're not going nowhere.
Nah, you're not going nowhere.
Fat Joe's presence is not going. I'm like, yo, I don't want to go.
Now, Kevin Durant.
Shout out.
Might have been a little tight at you yesterday. Now, what did you say about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving?
Man, I'm learning this 50 Cent 69 thing. Perfect, man.
Don't say 69.
Not 69, but cross promotion.
Okay, there you go.
This little gimmick cross promotion, it fell right on my lap. I'm learning social media. So, you know, I was up there, Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
And they had asked me, like, yo, what you think of Kyrie and Durant? Obviously, I love them. They two of the greatest basketball players in the world.
And you're a Brooklyn Nets fan. So.
No, I'm a Knicks fan. Let's get
you're
this
not
straight.
Switch
you
over
sure?
ever?
I'm superior positive. That's
but
the problem.
But you come to the games, though, at the Barclays.
No, I only came to one game against the Knicks. I've never been to another
you
game in my life.
You wouldn't come even if the Knicks
I wore our Knicks boots on. I look like Spike Lee's twin at the game. Like, you gotta stop. I'm not sending mixed messages.
No, look, the way they're treating the fans and how they pick the players and how they did my guy Melo, who's still balling out there.
Yeah, Melo's
balling. Shout
balling,
out to Melo.
Man. It's the Fat Joe factor, right? I've always been a fan of Melo, but I never realized he's one of my favorite players.
He is.
I have not missed the Portland Trail Blazers game since Melo came back to play. So what I told Sports Illustrated is like, yo, Melo, you know, it's a different type of heat playing at Madison Square Garden. It's a different type of heat playing for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
This is New York City. This is the biggest city on the planet Earth, whether you believe it or not. You syndicate it, but the truth is New York City, the reason the terrorists want to blow up New York, it's because this is the greatest city on earth. This is where the money at. This is where everything. Mm-hmm.
True.
So he took the job and said, I'm going to play for the Knicks. So guess what happens when you lose?
They start throwing
darts. They
dish
you every day on the post. Every day he get the newspaper.
Right.
Daily News. Melo's whack. Knicks is trash. Get rid of him. It's a lot of pressure. So Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving really wanted to be in New York. And they want to be with the shits. And they want to be out here. Mr. Chow. The problem is, They didn't want the smoke to play for the Knicks.
Gotcha.
Because they knew if it went bad, they was going to be on all these newspapers every day getting shitted on. And so I don't know.
I just think the Nets had a better team for them. A younger, better, fresher.
Them guys are whack, man. Like, I mean, like, I don't know.
So, you don't call the Nets whack, but not the Knicks?
They went to the playoffs last year.
Like,
but so the Knicks aren't whack.
I bet you Kyrie Irving is so pissed that they're so whack. Like, you got to stop. We're not any better. But
exactly.
They're not going nowhere.
They went to the playoffs last
what
year.
What I'm saying,
Joe.
Yo, I don't want to diss the gods.
Because
I love Kevin Durant. I love Kyrie.
Right.
So Kevin Durant said, that's just Joey trying to sell some records. Family ties out December 6th. Thank you, Lord. Kevin Durant, he plucked me in. Thank you, Kevin
Shout
Durant. I love you too much.
Now, Dre, how do you deal with him all the time?
Wow.
It's not.
I was coming over here on the car. He was prepping me. Yo, check this out.
Nah, for real.
Don't go too bad. You know, he does this to me. Thank God for Dre.
I gave him a list.
He's like my Obama.
What'd you give him a list of?
I said, stick to these names right here, please. I beg you.
Stop
like, I'm
getting
like,
off
I have
track.
To be like a PR person or something.
All right, we got more with Fat Joe and Dre from Kool & Dre. When we come back, the album Family Ties is out right now. Let's get into a mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Fat Joe is here. Yee?
Jason Derulo posted this picture that they took off Instagram for violating the terms. And the guys up here, Envy and Charlamagne, were saying they didn't think it was fair because it was basically the picture was in his underwear and you could see his print.
It wouldn't be fair.
I didn't see the picture.
But a lot of women. Yeah.
But Kim Kardashian shows her bare breasts all the time on Instagram. And I've been reporting
for years. They shouldn't have done
that. And it's never taken down.
It's all about inclusion. I mean, the man, he's very blessed.
Here's our ambassador for inclusion.
Inclusion. And the man's very blessed, you know. If I was single and I was looking like Jason Derulo, I probably would have took the picture too.
He's very blessed.
Did he bop down the block like that?
That's crazy.
Joe, we got to get you back on lip service, man.
No, you scared me over there. You know, I caught anxiety on their show, lip service.
Dre, you come on.
I got out of there. Okay. That was one of the most uncomfortable experiences of my whole entire life and career. I never, like, quit on an interview.
I never pulled
the Birdman. Yo, y'all gonna put respect on my name, right? You gonna put respect on... I never did this in my life. I take the fire, whatever, and I'm out. Lip service, I was underneath the couch. Because I didn't know what it was. I was doing a promo for the album, and then he was like, so one female...
She's a porn star. The porn star that was there?
Like that. Okay. Forget the porn star. Your name. So she comes up to me. I meet her for the first time. Damn, this might be too much.
Uh-oh, what happened?
So she comes up to me and says, hey, Fat Joe, I never met you before. You're friends with my husband. My husband is such a... Oh, that's like I meet your wife. Okay.
Got you.
They broke up now, by the way.
Hold up. You know, yo, my man, why, you know, 25 years. We're brothers with this and that. I sit down, they ain't Joey. So when I suck the biggest cock in the world.
All right, let's not let when that stand alone.
Hey, yo, I'm like, yo, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening here? Yo, Abby, I'm sinking under the. Like, you know, the rule is you should never, because we have a brother sister relationship, you should at no point in the history of mankind be able to turn back and watch Joey looking at your ass or something.
Right.
It's a respect thing.
Absolutely.
So when somebody tell me, yo, I'm your man's wife, I'm like, hallelujah. Like, you know.
Correct.
Oh.
But Remy was there and participated in having a great time.
That was the craziest I ever seen in my life.
Now, watching your video deep, right?
Yeah.
There's a new video right now. You can check it out on Tidal. When I seen the video, the first thing made me think about Omarion, Lil Fizz, and Omarion's baby mama.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know about...
I'm explaining to you. So, Omarion...
Envy's all in it.
You want me in the smoke, huh?
I'm just saying.
All right.
Omarion and Lil Fizz were in the same band, the same crew.
It's disrespect.
Okay, that's what you're saying is disrespect right from the door. He did, a second ago, he said, I don't know anything about it. No, now he's saying it's disrespect.
He's like, you can say no more.
He started it off. Just
like, and then he knows what the video.
It's just disrespect, man. Mm-hmm. Completely.
So you would never talk to any of your friends, girls, baby mothers, anything like that?
Well, he's married.
I think that's part of the morals.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't even like when, all right, so I grew up, you know, T.S., Reginald T.S.,
mm-hmm.
and one of my friends passed away, and professionally nice, respectable, one of my friends I grew up with married my man's sister. I wasn't cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I never said nothing, but I'm like, damn, man, how you gonna marry the sister? Like, I just the way I am. I'm like that. Even
you don't
when
think
my
that's
son
even
was
better keeping
at,
in the
like,
family?
People we know, family, and the, yo, such and such,
family
and you,
ties.
Papoose's daughter what? Looks cute. I'm like, yo, my man, I will smack flames out your ass now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like that.
What
I'm
if
just,
like one of your friends, when your daughter gets older, what if one of your friend's sons dates your daughter? Like,
oh,
you wouldn't think that was
God.
Nice?
I wouldn't think it's cool.
At really? All.
But I would want what's best for her. Because I believe in unconditional love when it comes to parenting and mm-hmm. to kids. I believe in you gotta love your kids no matter what. And parenting is not easy, bro.
Nope.
And they don't give you a script for this.
Nope.
And even the person who gave you the script, they was parenting at another time. This is a new time.
Right.
So you just gotta go with the flow and try to show your kids the most embracement, the most love, unconditional love.
Now, how strict are you with your daughter?
I wouldn't say strict because she tells me she's a god. She's like, yo, I'm a god, dad. I'm a, you know, she executive produced the album. She right. tells us what to do.
It feels like you're a pushover dad. That's just the
yes.
vibe I get.
Yes.
Like she can
but
get
I'm
anything.
Very, but if she crossed the line, I ain't a pushover dad.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the right thing.
Right.
If you don't do the right thing, then we ain't going for it. We are taking your phone and I'm threatening to disassemble your whole Instagram. So that's
the whole punishment.
Down,
no, that is
get
that
rid
is
of
the
your
grand
followers.
Finale. 2020 parents out there, if these kids act up, like really, really act up, forget taking the phone. I'm going to erase your existence on Instagram.
You never spanked her? Do you believe in that?
I believe in that. Every now and then, kids got to get spanked. But mm-hmm. no, I never spanked her.
Mm-hmm.
I never spanked my son. Mm-hmm. I never spanked my kids. But if they got out of line, one time I almost beat him up because he threw like a house
party. He threw a house party?
Crazy,
He threw a house party?
I could see him
at
doing
your house?
It's too much. I go to Vegas to do a show. I get a phone call from Rich Play. He's like, yo, I'm going to kill Eddie. I'm going to kill. I'm like, yo, what's up? Nah, where you at? I'm in Vegas. Oh, I'm going now. I'm like, yo, Rich, what's up? He got the whole hood in your house.
Wow.
The whole hood is in your house. So my brother Rich, he coaches the kids in Cal City, the PPO, the hood kids. They was all in my house, diving in the pool, this and that. I had left for a show. He threw a house party. I'm like, and Rich went over there them kids was diving over the hedges, running out like he was like the police. Like, oh my God, Coach Rich is here. He's ready. And then when I went in there, I was about to smack him up, but my wife got in the way. She was like, "Yo, chill. I was gonna give him the business." Finally,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because
what was that conversation like?
That you gotta,
oh, you
no.
gotta understand. You done stupid
yeah,
stuff as
you
a kid.
Oh,
you did way worse,
man.
That's
got,
what my wife says.
Oh,
you
got,
did way worse. You did way
listen,
worse.
Listen, I don't wanna categorize kids or nothing like that. But I got mad jury in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Money, my wife got bags, all type of shit. You don't really know who's there. He invited the whole hood is what I'm trying to
say. Okay.
100 guys from Carroll City.
Okay.
We lived in Plantation, Florida.
Right.
There's horses next door.
Bro. Right, right, right.
Football
right.
players and lawyers live next door. He had the hood, the party X at my, you know. You know, and
that
we can't do all that. Mm. Like, you know, but, you know, it's a young thing.
Yeah.
You
got
know.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into a joint off the album.
Yes. What do we want to hear?
Projects.
Yo, damn.
This the one with Jay-Z?
Oh, my
what?
God.
Nah, Jay-Z.
I just want to hear projects.
I don't know, man. It's a mean rumor, boy. I tell you, man.
You want to send me the record or should I try to
you
get the record?
You got it on the album. Projects.
Okay. All right, we'll play the project. You want to play the version of the album?
You better stop. Envy, you're making me nervous.
Envy, you got something?
You got hands on stuff.
I got
Envy, stop.
Put Envy in the trunk.
No. Yo, Rock Nation, Desiree Hall, OG Juan. I'm not co-signing these languages.
Envy got to get in the trunk.
I don't want to get no trunk.
Ta-ta, I am not. That's crazy.
Fat Joe's out right now.
Fat Joe and Dre.
Definitely go pick it up, and we appreciate y'all for joining
us. Thank you so much, my brother, man. All
right, we're going to get the projects on, and why you looking at me like that, Joey Crack? Why are you putting your sunglasses on?
Yeah, Envy, let me tell you something.
Hey, we good?
Man.
If y'all going to do something to him, let me step out.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Dre. It's Fat Joe.
Let's go.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, Jason Derulo, he might get some money from that picture he posted of his prince because now he's getting all kinds of offers. Now, tell me if you think this is worth it. $500,000, and he doesn't have to show himself nude, just really different print pictures over the next 6 months.
So it's like doing a Calvin Klein campaign, basically.
Right, from Cam Soda. So
Cam Soda, said, what is that?
It's some website, I guess, where you can share pictures, videos, and live streams.
I'll do it for half. $250. I'll do it.
That's because your penis is probably half the size of Jason's.
Envy was actually nude recently.
I was not nude. I had my shirt off in the video. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, the top down.
I'm about to say, bro, you got a head now, and now you're taking your shirt off in videos? I didn't know. I'm like, what?
That was a long time
ago. I thought that was recent.
No.
All right, so I don't know. It might not be a bad idea, though, right? Is that worth it, you think? You don't even got to be nude. You already posted a picture like that.
I mean, it depends on the brand that you're attaching yourself to, though. I've never heard of Cam Soda. What is that?
Well, now we have.
So what?
The porn with like Cam
Girls.
I love that. I love that Dramos knows.
Somebody told me. It's a porn website like Cam Girls. Like girls on camera. You
know? Oh, okay.
But for guys?
But he's a guy, so you watch.
Okay. All right. French Montana is out of the hospital. He was there for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, he's out?
Yes, he's out. So he does have an album out today, too, as well, Montana. So fortunately for him, though, he's finally, after 2 weeks almost, able to go home. But he does have a long road to recovery, and he does have this album out right now. And on the album, there's features from Drake, Cardi B, Chris Brown, Sway Lee, Party Next Door, A$AP Rocky, Travis Scott, Post Malone. Is that some of the City Girls on there, too?
Sure.
That's out today, so make sure you guys check that out. I see Max B has an EP out today, too, by the way. Now, DaBaby had to perform via FaceTime because he had to cancel his concert in Charlotte due to jet issues. He was on his Instagram story saying that he was mad as hell. He was making some very sad faces because, of course, he really wanted to be there, but he couldn't. So
that's dope he did that, though.
Yeah, he did a little something.
I thought that was dope.
He was stuck in New York, and he tried to make it up to them. He had the production team at the venue put him on a large screen, and he FaceTimed with the crowd. They played his songs as he danced, and it seemed like people had a good time. Mm-hmm. And he did promise to come back at a later date, so to make that up. So at least he was wanting to go. You know, sometimes fans don't know what happened behind the scenes.
Right.
All right. NBA YoungBoy, he had a unreleased song that people are talking about, and his ex-girlfriend is not too happy about this, okay? Here's the snippet from the song.
That ain't the truth when I hear what you're saying. I got her bees and I gave it to me to tell the truth that she gave it to me.
So she responded, I didn't give nobody ish. This lying ish getting out of hand and I'm sick of it. Anything for sales. I'm over it. I do not have ish. I said it out of love, playing along, but not. F that. It was all a lie.
I don't listen to NBA YoungBoy a lot. I know the kids love him, but that's
yes,
not
his album was number one.
That's not the first time I've heard him mention. I've heard him rapping about herpes. He's rapped about having herpes before, which I respect. You know what I'm saying? Dropping the clues bombs for NBA YoungBoy. And I want to salute all our listeners out there with herpes. It's a lot of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate your listenership. And I think that when you have people like NBA YoungBoy who talk about it like that, it helps to eradicate the stigma around herpes.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, I have a Philadelphia 76ers jersey on right now.
I have a herpes.
No.
I was like, all right, NBA.
No, I have a Philadelphia 76ers jersey on right now. And the reason I have this jersey on, Charlene, put your hat on, please, man. You agree. Where's the hat? Give me a hat, please.
I rock the Sixers hat. Listen, right. I don't have an NBA team. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. So I don't really have an NBA team, and I've always loved Allen Iverson. And my whole life, I've had Allen Iverson jerseys. I was the East Bay King. I would order every colorway Allen Iverson jersey, every colorway of the Answer sneaker from Reebok. So I don't have a problem wearing Philadelphia 76 again. And I used to work in Philadelphia. I used to do morning radio there on 100.3 The Beach. So, well, I mean, that station don't exist no more because I'm not there.
Okay.
And, you know, it's all about me.
There you
Once
go.
I'm gone, it's over. Well, so it's like, I don't have a problem wearing Sixers again.
Well, Michael Rubin, who is one of the partners of the 76ers, donated for Change for Change. He donated $125,000.
No, he donated $100,000. But he said if we wear Sixers gear once a week, he'll donate another $25,000.
Right. So Charlamagne and I have on a jersey. Charlamagne has on a hat. Where's your stuffy?
I didn't agree to that.
Some of that gear, Nick. We got mad gear.
I wasn't here when this agreement was reached, so he didn't make that agreement.
It's for the kids. You got to wear something 76ers.
I like Philadelphia,
but I can put it on and have something over it, right? So you can't see it. That wasn't part of the deal.
I wear Sixers gear all day.
There you go.
I would wear Flyers gear all day. You'd never catch me in no Eagles gear because I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. But being that I don't have an NBA team, I have no problem rocking Sixers gear. I got an Allen Iverson jersey at the house right now.
Well, make sure you go to the game. They're going to be playing the Nets on the 15th. You know, in Brooklyn. So okay. I know I'm pretty sure that Michael Rubin's going to come to that game.
All right. But shout out to Michael Rubin, and we appreciate you donating for Change for Change. But now, up next, Donkey today. Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, it is the Breakfast Club 9-year anniversary, right? We've been on this radio for 9 years. Every day, Monday through Friday for 9 years, I've been giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid with Donkey of the Day. One thing people always talk about is the Donkey of the Day intros. The Donkey of the Day intros have origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
And four after the hour, we'll discuss some of these origin stories.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Salute to my guy, Ja, from Boston. Ja just texted me and said, happy anniversary, and then he put pause. Y'all going too far with this. Stop it with this fragile masculinity. Jesus Christ. So it is our 9-year anniversary. A donkey of the day for Friday, November 6th, the Breakfast Club 9-year anniversary. Yes, we have been on this radio and on your internets and iHeartRadio apps for 9 years, and I wanted to give Donkey today to William Barr, head of the DOJ, for saying communities who don't respect the police risk losing protection from the police. But today is a day of celebration because it is our 9-year anniversary. If I'm not mistaken, we are definitely the longest-running hip-hop morning show in New York City history.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Drop on the clues bombs for the Breakfast Club, baby. All right? I've never worked at a radio station this long. I've been doing radio 21 years and never worked at a station this long. I'm honestly getting restless. I don't know what to do with myself. But Donkey of the Day, I started this segment when I was doing my own morning show on 100.3 The Beat in Philly. But here on The Breakfast Club, Donkey of the Day is taking on a whole new life. And people always comment on the Donkey of the Day intros. I don't know what Taylor is. Taylor produces a lot of these things. They want to know, who are these people on the intros? Did we pay people to say these things? The answer is no. All right, these all came from organic moments. They got origin stories. You know, I'm a Marvel comic fanatic, so I love a great origin story. Let's run through a little compilation of Donkey of the Day intros, and then I can tell you where some of these things came from.
Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go. I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
Okay. So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Okay. Who's Donkey of the Day today?
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one. Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Okay. Donkey of the Day, man.
All right, now listen, I'm old now, so I don't even remember why I even gave Donkey of the Day to some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hillary Clinton, I gave her Donkey of the Day once, maybe a couple times. I don't remember what for, but she's on one of the intros.
We didn't know this was going to happen. We know you vetted, your team vetted Charlamagne a lot because he has given you Donkey of the Day.
He had a Hillary mask.
But I'm equal opportunity, though. I've given a lot of the presidential candidates Donkey of the Day.
Well, look, I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
good response. Good retort, Hillary.
Great response.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, Jaheim, I remember this. I gave him Donkey of the Day for his hair, I believe. And he didn't like that.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to see you next week, Donkey of the Day. I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye right here. I'm going to wire your shit up.
Damn.
I'm going to fuck you up. You're going to get your ass whooped real bad. Nobody's going to be able to help you. Nobody's going to be able to stop the wrath of God's hands, boy. I'm going to put these mittens on you. I promise you that. You're going to get these gloves. I'm going to smack fire in your ass.
I'm going to call 911 right now. Damn, that's a threat.
Jeez. He still hasn't cashed in on that promise.
Don't push him.
Now, Migos, I gave them Donkey of the Day for donating $1,000 to a school, but they had it on one of those big-ass checks.
Right.
So you know those big-ass checks?
Yeah, yeah.
It was $1,000, okay? I remember that.
What's wrong with that?
It was an origin to that. Let me hear
Quavo. We killed the Versace, we went to Bahamas, shout out to the island. Mamas and daughters, they taking a picture with me and they smiling. Hey. Charlamagne, say the gang, Donkey of the Charlamagne. Billboard Magazine, 45K.
Okay, we celebrating 9 years of The Breakfast Club, 9 years of Donkey of the Day. I heard some Kanye in there. I know Kanye got Donkey of the Day for a number of reasons.
He did.
I definitely remember one time I gave him Donkey for begging the white man to do business with him because he was around here crying like Fresh Prince in the living room with Uncle Phil about his daddy. Like, why these fashion houses don't like me, man? And when he first came here, he said this.
I know that anything is possible, and I know when they hold me down. My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Yeah, but what you accomplished so much.
They want to hear him talk, man. No, they want this man to throw them blows, man. That's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves and go at you.
I'm not trying to throw blows, but this is what I want to know.
Let's go.
To me, it seems like you're such a walking contradiction because you'll denounce the corporations, but then you'll get on stage and say you need Nike and Adidas to back you. That makes no sense to me. Yes, and Ye is always a good sport because the second time he came here, he said this.
But I don't want to keep giving you Donkey of the Day, okay? I don't want to do that.
You know what? I don't care. I love it. It brings relevance. I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day. Whatever you have to do, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me. Hate and love are very similar emotion. The opposite of love is you don't care.
Ew. Okay. 9 years of Donkey of the Day. Who else we got? Tommy Lauren. Now, when I gave her Donkey of the Day for slandering Beyonce's anti-police brutality performance at the Super Bowl, for slandering the man Sean Carter has become, still trying to pin him as a drug dealer, and for disrespecting the Black Panthers and comparing them to the KKK, and I went on her show and schooled her, and this was her intro when I was on her show.
Oh, I'm Tommy Lahren. Well, folks, my final thoughts last Monday night upset the hive. Not bad for episode 2 of the show. Yes, I came for Beyonce, and the beehive came for me. Death threats, calls to violence, and a few thousand bee emoticons later, here we are. Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one. But I'm turning the tables on the radio host who gave me the title. Charlamagne the God joins me in just a minute.
9 years of Donkey of the Day. Daniel, our producer, just informed me that both Kanye clips are from the 2013 interview. What else we got? Who else we got?
Monique! Oh, that was a classic.
What'd I get rid of Donkey of the Day for? The Netflix thing. Okay.
A while ago, I had to come out, and I spoke in reference to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was asking folks to stand with us as we boycott Netflix for gender bias and color bias.
Correct.
And we were fighting for equality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that I had become Donkey of the Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. By Leonard. And I got to call you by your name, baby, because...
Leonard.
Yes. Okay. Okay, baby. He's getting real special, Leonard. But we're going... Okay,
no,
Leonard.
It is Leonard.
And then I was called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
That was a great one, Leonard.
Monique has not gotten over that. Salute to Monique, though. Who else we got?
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross? I never get Rick Ross, don't he? Let me hear it.
A day worth of work, so if you think I don't have any input sitting in the studio, you're a donkey.
Okay, who else?
Ed Sheeran,
my guy Ed Sheeran. Let me hear it.
So who is, I know who asked this last time, who's Donkey of the Day today?
Today was the U.S. Senate. But you don't want to talk about that because it's political.
That's your bag.
Yesterday was Kodak Black, though.
Yeah?
What?
Yeah.
What
did he do?
Because, yeah.
Oh,
well, I don't know him, but I know the music.
It was another one, too, when Ed got drunk and he just started randomly screaming, who's the donkey here today?
Yeah, we was all drunk.
That's
that
Ed Sheeran. The little redneck that you hear, that's Ed Sheeran. Anyway, the moral of the story is 9 years of Donkey of the Day. It's a damn shame Monday through Friday for 9 years every day. I never have a shortage of Donkey of the Days, okay? America, I truly thank you for your stupidity. Florida especially, thank you. All right? And I will always be here to give you the credit they deserve, to give you the credit you deserve for being stupid, all right? So for the culture, let's let the original hee-haw rip one time. Look at Jerome.
All right.
Those even have evolved, though. That was the original one, uh-huh. Right?
Then we had...
What else we got in there?
Both the Hamiltons.
Oh, play the Hamiltons one time.
The original one first.
You are the donkey. Hey. Of the day, you are the
dog. I know y'all be singing that to people.
Of the day, hee-haw.
How many women done had to sing that to their man because their man did something stupid around the house?
Yeah, some Caucasian people help you out too.
Oh, yes, who? Kathy Griffin?
Yeah, Kathy. Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Chelsea Handler too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Ooh, that's all we got?
Remy.
Oh, that's my favorite one, by the way. Let me hear Remy.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. You dumb.
Remy got a donkey, is part of the Donkey of the Day intro too, though, when she did on Sheeta. She called Nikki Donkey or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thank y'all. 9 years of Donkey of the Day, 9 years of The Breakfast Club. We out here.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Today is our 9-year anniversary.
Yes, sir.
So we're asking, what were your favorite moments on The Breakfast Club?
Mm.
Let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk to you. Let's 800-585-1051. There's so many of them.
This is one of those times I really just want to listen. I just want to hear what people's favorite moments are for the past 9 years.
Doesn't matter. Good or bad, we want to hear from you. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, this is our 9-year anniversary.
That's right,
nine
baby.
9 years on this radio.
9 years, man. Listen, you got to thank the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more importantly, you got to thank me. All right? Envy, do you want to thank yourself?
Yeah, since you're thanking yourself, I'm thanking myself.
Angela, you don't want to thank yourself?
Sure. Thanks to me.
Because it's a lot of choices on this here radio. So for people to be tuning into The Breakfast Club for 9 years, for us to have the longevity we have, it must be something about us
right.
That people appreciate. So you should say all praises due to God and thank yourself. If you don't want to thank yourself, just thank me because it's always all about me.
My goodness. Well, thank you to G-Spin too. G-Spin and Cadillac Jack for taking the shot and a chance on us.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for G-Spin and Cadillac Jack. Love y'all forever.
That was the music director and program director when we first came here. They took a shot on a bunch of people that didn't do morning radio with each other, and their shot paid off.
Not too many white people I trust. You all right? But G-Spin and Cadillac Jack are two white people I trust. Not just two white people I trust, they're actually two white people I love.
Okay.
I really do.
And also shout to Tom Pullman. Shout to Bob Pittman.
Yes.
That really took a chance and continues to take chances with us.
Salute to Tom Pullman. Salute to Bob Pittman. Really appreciate them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Shout to Thea, our coach and boss right now that rides with us and holds us down. Make sure we're okay. And Doc Winter.
Salute to Coach Thea. Salute to Doc. You know, Thea is on the front lines all the time, taking a lot of bullets for the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. You all appreciate it, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to these phone lines. There are a lot of people on the lines that want to talk to us. We're just asking, what was your favorite Breakfast Club moment?
This is one of those times I just want to listen, man. Even though it's always all about me, I just got to listen this time.
Kay.
Hey.
Hey, what was your favorite Breakfast Club moment?
When Birdman came in and was going off on y'all.
All three of us?
And he wanted to fight Charlamagne.
I think he wanted to fight all three of us that day.
And that was really just a moment. It wasn't even a full nothing.
Man, that moment, like, we'll go down in history on Breakfast Club.
All right, thank
you. Let the record show, that's what made Breakfast Club finally get a YouTube page, even though for 3-4 years I was telling them to get a goddamn YouTube page, but they were stuck in the caveman days wanting us to be on the website,
yep.
The Power 105.1 FM player. But then we got a YouTube page, and we've been doing great in life.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, listen, man, what's going on, guys? Happy anniversary.
Porta Potty Guy.
Hey, my name is Sean Stone. Angela Yee.
Hey, Sean Stone. How are you?
What's going on? I'm good. I'm blessed. Hey, Charlamagne Tha God.
Yes.
What's up, sir?
You know it's all about me.
What's your favorite Breakfast Club moment, bro?
Hey, listen, man. Like, my favorite Breakfast Club moment is always, you know, when Jay-Z came up there. Happy belated birthday to Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Kanye West. But I want to talk about that trash situation yesterday, man. Y'all was laughing at us yesterday, huh?
We having moments here, Sean. This is not the time for that.
It's not about you, Trav.
With Trav, did go at you.
I mean, Sean.
It's not about you today.
It's the Breakfast Club 9-year anniversary. Stop it. Nobody cares about what you got to say.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Freckles calling from Cleveland.
Hey, what was your favorite Breakfast Club moment?
My favorite moment would have had to have been when Cardi B was on there.
Which time?
I heard Lil glow up.
Oh,
the very first time she was on there.
Yes, okay. That was like 2013, 2014, mm-hmm. Way before that, you know, she became the Cardi B that everybody now loves.
That's right.
And why was that your favorite?
Because she went from TV to blowing up. So I enjoyed the glow up.
That was a great story. And if you go back and you watch that interview, I told Cardi, I said, Cardi, if you play your cards right, you're going to make a lot of money in this business because you are a star. We didn't know exactly what she was going to be a star at, but you just saw that star quality.
Well, she played her cards right because she made a lot of money. She in Africa now, so shout to Cardi B.
Without DJ Self. That's also keep in mind her first interview, she was with DJ Self. I told Self, put Cardi on your goddamn radio show at night, Self. I told you that.
Goodness gracious. All right, 800-585-1051. What are your favorite Breakfast Club moments? Hit us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, this is our 9-year anniversary.
9 years today, man. Breakfast Club has been on for 9 years. Jesus Christ.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your favorite Breakfast Club moments? Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's your boy Rich from Brooklyn. Good morning, Envy.
What up?
You in the guard.
Hey,
what's
Rich?
What up, Rich? How you?
What was your favorite Breakfast Club moment, bro?
My favorite Breakfast Club moment was the Birdman joint, man, where Charlamagne got up under that guy's skin real heavy, man.
It's always about me, but I didn't get under his skin.
Thank you, man.
One more thing.
What's up?
Another moment was when I let me get on there and announce my brand, Rich Fatherhood.
Oh, my God. All right.
It's not about you today.
It is about, like, if that's his moment, that's his moment. That's what the Breakfast Club is about. We are a show of the people. We provide people a platform.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? This is Max from the Bronx.
Yo, what's your favorite Breakfast Club moment, bro?
Yo, son, it was this one time on Shoot Your Shot. So I think about this almost every day. So it was so hilarious. There was this it was a gay, I don't know if he was gay or whatever, but it was a bi-curious dude. And he was talking about how he had let some gay dude give him fellatio, right? I don't know if that's the right way to say it on the radio or whatever, but
you good?
He let a gay dude give him fellatio, and he wanted to go back and Shoot Your Shot and call the gay dude back because it kind of turned him out a little bit. But when he called him, the gay dude curved him because he said his joint was too small.
You kind of sound like the guy.
You know what's so crazy? We had to stop. We had to stop doing Shoot Your Shot. It was too much.
Yeah,
it was getting too much people in trouble.
Yeah, too many people in trouble.
The crazy thing, I don't even remember that Shoot Your Shot. But if it was gay, it was probably on the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate, what was your favorite moment on the Breakfast Club, bro?
I got two favorite moments. My first favorite moment was the Birdman incident, man.
Okay.
Y'all made that dude look like a sucker coming up there all mad and stuff, man. And the second was when you guys used to do the Friday thing, man. Well, y'all don't do that no more.
Oh, when we used to sing Katy Perry, yeah. And when we used to sing Goon Tunes, Katy Perry, and I can't even remember Shorty's name.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah, I was the last person in America who remembered her name, and I forgot. Rebecca Black came up here, too.
She did come up here.
We sang Friday together. You know what? For the 9-year anniversary, we might let that rip one time for the culture, man.
We got to let that go.
We're going to do that for the culture.
Yeah. We're going to let that go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You got to start singing right now. Start singing it right now. Go.
I forgot it.
It's Friday. We're going to let that rip for the culture.
I forgot it.
We're going to play the one with Rebecca Black. We're going to do that for you this morning.
All right, thank you, bro.
All
right,
man.
All right, man. All right. 9 years on this radio, man.
9 years,
I want to thank you, all you guys, for riding with us, being through the ups, the downs. We've been canceled a couple times.
A couple? We've been canceled every other year.
Yeah, true, but we did good. I want to thank the station because at one time they were going to switch it to country.
Now, we don't know if that's true. They deny that.
They deny that?
They deny that now.
Charlamagne.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I just know about... I don't know. By only the grace of God, the Breakfast Club has been on 9 years today. Thank you for the love and thank you for the hate. Like I said, all energy is appreciated and it's contributed to our success. I love you and I wish everybody much success, even if they wish us the opposite. Salute to all of our listeners. Thank you. Most importantly, thank me.
Shut up. All right. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about Kanye. And he has an opera that he actually announced. We'll tell you how that happened and we'll give you what details we do know.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Happy holidays from your friendly neighborhood bad guy, Charlamagne Tha God. Is the season to be petty. Ha, 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 ha.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kanye.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday Kanye took to Twitter and it turns out he has an opera. And you can see that if you're in Miami over the weekend, all he did was post a link. So if you click on the link, you'll see it says a Kanye West opera, Mary, directed by Vanessa Beecroft, music by Sunday Service. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. So I guess if you want to do that, the tickets are $200 each. Doors open at 1:30. Showtime is at 3 p.m. And that will be in Miami at Miami Marine Stadium on December 8th. All right. Now, Eddie Murphy. He says that he is going to take about 8 or 9 months to prep new material for his stand-up special. He was with Ellen DeGeneres, and he was asked about when is he going to shoot that Netflix special. Here's what he said.
I'm going to start kind of working out when the beginning of the year, and when it's ready, then I'll, you know, try to give myself, you know, 8-9 months to get it ready.
I would never doubt the GOAT Eddie Murphy. I was a little shaky at first. I was like, damn. But after I saw the Dolomite movie, like, what Eddie Murphy got is in him. It ain't on him. Like, he's just a gifted person.
So I ain't see Dolomite.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's available on Netflix
it's
now.
It's on Netflix. Incredible.
If you want to check it out. And other things coming back. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, they are reuniting for, as you know, Bad Boys 3. And they said it was really special. They said there's this really magical thing with Bad Boys. They were also on Ellen. And they were promoting that. And they said that the first two movies, which they filmed in 1995 and 2003, were great. But their third reunion has been equally memorable. Check it out.
How was it just getting back together and doing this together?
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Just the respect we have for each other and the love we have for each other. And we both want to win. Yeah. You know, and then I think nobody wants to win bigger than this guy here. So it was just great.
You know, we hadn't really done anything like 25 years, so there was like a little concern, you know, how will it be chemistry, but literally the first moment on stage, like that first moment connecting, it was right back.
That's going to be in theaters on January 17th, by the way.
I'm excited for that.
We definitely going to have a family night out to watch that. I'm definitely having a screening for Bad Boys.
I definitely want to
for
see
life.
That.
I'm definitely doing that.
All right, now Khloe Kardashian has officially forgiven Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods. She was on social media and she said, I don't hold any negative or hateful feelings towards anyone. I mean that. Life is short. We are all humans trying to figure out this thing called life. Who am I to condemn anyone else? Yes, I'm allowed to feel hurt and pain. It would be unnatural for me to pretend as if I don't. Personally, I don't want to be carrying around a hateful heart. I crave peace in my life. Me holding on to hate is only going to hurt me in the end.
Does that have to be announced publicly since the whole situation happened publicly?
I guess so.
And plus, that's just what they do.
That is what they do. What am I talking about? Yes, that's the Kardashians. Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right,
and
thank you.
And I just want y'all to know, man, Walmart is now serving KFC's fried chicken scented fire logs. And I'm going to get me some. I don't give a damn if chicken is a black stereotype or not. I am going to get me some KFC fried chicken scented fire logs.
So you want the whole house to smell like KFC?
I just need to see what it smells like. I just want to try it. I'm going to do that. You ain't ever walked in a house and smelled that chicken and been like, damn.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
But I want chicken. Now, you just going to be smelling the logs?
I'm fine with that. Especially being that I'm eating clean for the next few weeks until after Christmas. So, yes, I'm going to Walmart today to get me some KFC fried chicken scented fire logs. If y'all want to send some up here, feel free to do that too.
My goodness. Okay? All right. Revolt, we'll see you guys later. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. I'm playing French Montana and Fat Joe in the mix this morning. Both of their albums are out right now. Shout to French Montana. Pick up his album. He just got out the hospital, so he couldn't promote the album. And shout to Joey Crack and Dre. So let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout to Fat Joe and Dre. From Kool & Dre for joining us this morning.
Yes, album out today.
That's right.
Also, French Montana's album's out today.
Mm-hmm.
I think Max B has an EP out today also.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to French Montana. I know he just got out the hospital, so he couldn't run around and promote the album. So definitely pick up French's album too, all right? Now, Charlamagne, I seen you yesterday with Dr. Oz and Brandon Marshall.
Oh, yeah. I was at the Forbes Healthcare Summit. We had a panel, you know, about my favorite subject, mental health. It was Brandon Marshall. You know, he has Project 375.
Mm-hmm.
That's to help eradicate the stigma around mental health. And we had Patrick Kennedy up there, somebody who I met for the first time yesterday. He's a huge mental health advocate. But you know who I met at the Forbes Health Summit?
Mm-hmm.
I actually met Forbes. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Forbes was a real person.
I didn't know that either.
Steve Forbes.
Wow.
The CEO of Forbes, like the family is worth like $1.something trillion or some crazy number. You knew that, Stephen the White Demon?
I didn't know that.
I just thought Forbes was a cool name for a magazine with rich people in it.
I thought it was like Sauce Magazine. Just a cool name.
I never thought about it. I mean, come on. I'm from the hood. I don't know Mr. Source. I don't know Mr. Double XL, all right? I know the editor-in-chief of these things, but actual Forbes, Steve Forbes was there. He's got a podcast, too.
Really?
Yeah, these rich people be bored as hell.
They just do whatever they want.
You know? But, yeah, salute to everybody who came out yesterday, man. Appreciate y'all. And I met the people from AARP. Damn, I wish I had their card so I could stop them out. A beautiful sister and a beautiful brother mm-hmm. from AARP. I felt a little insulted, but I shouldn't take it as an insult. They said they want me to be a sponsor. So.
AARP?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, they said that to me for
when you
real.
Get up in your age, they start sending
I'm 41. I'm
all
like,
right.
Damn.
I didn't think he was ready for AARP. Okay.
And I said to them, I was like, do I have to wait till I'm like 60 to do that? And they was like, no. No.
You ready right now?
Right now.
You ready right now?
So, hey, man.
Hey.
Okay.
All right. All right. When we come back, positive note is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, tonight, I'm going to be at Toronto at Everlate Nightclub in Toronto. But first, we're doing like a TED Talk about real estate in Toronto. We're actually going to do a full seminar later on in the year, but they just got some questions about real estate. So I'm going to be talking to some of the students out there about real estate, how to get in the game and all that. And I'm doing a seminar, my last seminar of the year, next Sunday at the Jacob Javits Center in Manhattan. Shout out to Caesar Flippin' and Jay and the whole team. We're going to be talking about real estate, getting in the game. And this is the only one where we're bringing a wholesaler. And if you don't know what a wholesaler is, if you have horrible credit, you have no money, but you still want to try to get in the real estate game, he explains how. It's kind of like you're the middleman between a seller and a buyer, but you make money. He'll explain it next Sunday. If you want more information, just click the link in my bio to get all the information on it. Now, Charlamagne.
Can I say anything?
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, today is a really big day for me because I'm actually kicking off I'm the only ambassador for the New York Public Library, the first one they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a program with the New York City Public Schools. So we're kicking that off today. So I'm really excited about that at the Schoenberg Center. So I want to shout out to the authors, to Danielle Clayton and to Toshi Onyebuchi. They're going to actually be at this event. They're authors. And Toshi has a book out right now called War Girls. And Danielle has Tiny Pretty Things and The Bell. So we're doing young adult literature, and that's going to be really fun for us. He also wrote Beast Made of Night as well. And it's like sci-fi. He's a big Marvel fan, so we'll be talking to him also. And then I'm going to Detroit for Inspire Day with my guy Rick Williams and Yolanda Williams.
Okay. All right. Well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Well, first of all, man, come on, man. It's the Breakfast Club's 9-year anniversary.
That's right.
And I really want to thank the listeners. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank the listeners, but more importantly, I want to thank me. Okay?
Envy,
you should thank yourself. And Angelisha, you should thank yourself, because the listeners ride with us. Because there's a lot of different choices out here on this radio dial. So it must be something about us that they really appreciate. So it's fine to thank yourself. If you don't want to thank yourself, cool. Thank me. It's all about me. All right? Okay. Now, let's talk longevity. Longevity in this business is about being able to reinvent yourself or invent the future. And longevity is the key to success. And to achieve longevity, you will have cycles. And it's been a lot of cycles of this here Breakfast Club. And we thank y'all for riding with our cycles. You know what I mean? Whether you love us or you hate us, all energy is appreciated, because all energy has helped to contribute to the success of this show. Thank you very much. All praises due to God.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.